Painstaking and tedious behind-the-scenes negotiations are getting underway in the coming hours between Egyptian mediators and Hamas representatives in a bid to strengthen the ceasefire in Gaza and broker a long-term truce with Israel. Egyptian intelligence chief General Omar Suleiman, who brokered the last six-month truce between Israel and Hamas in February, met with Israeli Defense Ministry envoy Amos Gilad to hear Israel's position Thursday. An Egyptian staged peace plan for Gaza is at the center of negotiations, building on an initial ceasefire, then moving on to the reopening of border crossings into Gaza, followed by reconciliation between rival Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah. Egyptian Foreign Ministry spokesman Hussam Zaki describes what Egypt is trying to achieve now that the first phase of its peace initiative, an unconditional ceasefire in Gaza, is apparently holding.
The implementation of the second phase of the Egyptian initiative about the arrangements for the coming period, how we're going to tackle that and what the Israeli representative has offered and has agreed on, and we'll take it from there.
Hamas representative to Jordan, Mohammed Nazal, explained point by point what the discussions will entail. What's on the table, he says, is an open, unlimited truce being offered by Israel, and we've expressed our views on it to Egypt. He said the second point to be discussed is the reopening of border crossings, in particular Rafah, and the conditions for reopening it. He said the third point, which Israeli envoy Amos Gilad insisted on during his last visit to Cairo, concerns the case of captive Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. And he said the fourth point involves arms smuggling, which Hamas thinks does not concern it because the smuggling is taking place from Egypt into Gaza and not from Gaza into Egypt. The Israeli daily Haaretz reports that Hamas is insisting that Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit's release be linked to a wide-scale prisoner exchange with Israel, but not linked to the reopening of border crossings. Shalit was taken captive by Hamas in June of 2006. One crucial aspect of the Egyptian peace plan, a reconciliation between Hamas and the rival Fatah group of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, does not apparently sit well with Hamas. Al Jazeera TV says that Egypt has invited representatives from Fatah and other Palestinian groups for weekend talks aimed at inter-Palestinian reconciliation. Egypt is also reportedly linking the reopening of the Rafah border crossing with formation of a new Palestinian unity government, including all Palestinian factions. Mohammed Nazal argues that it's Egypt's right to invite the other Palestinian groups to Cairo for talks, but that Egypt's claim that Fatah represents all Palestinians is not correct since Hamas is in control of Gaza. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who is also trying to reconcile the rival Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah, warned Hamas that Arab countries might reconsider their pledges to help rebuild Gaza if the two factions did not reconcile. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and other Arab countries promised to contribute over $2 billion to help rebuild the Gaza Strip at last week's summit in Kuwait. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.